Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
What am I looking at? The girls with the clothes.
The only reason you get all the guys is because you dress like a tramp.
You are so hot right now.
It's a little thing called style. Look it up sometime.
Just stand there and wait for your clothes to come back in style.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, it's no secret that teen and preteen girls love to wear clothes that are cute and in style. Unfortunately, the current trend in fashion is geared more toward a look that is so sexually provocative, many girls wind up wondering if they can be fashionable without compromising their values. That's a question we parents are asking as well. Well, during the next half hour, I want to look at the answers to that question. Author Haley DeMarco is here with me, and we're going to talk about helping us parents help our daughters determine how sexy is too sexy when it comes to the clothes they want to wear. So stay with us for a very provocative program here on Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and as experts in their fields, APU faculty members earn Fulbright Scholar honors. They publish and present their works in books and academic journals and conferences all over the world. That's the quality and the caliber of expertise that you get in the faculty at APU. If you want to learn more about that, possibly for a student in your home, or maybe you want to go back to school and finish off a postgraduate degree, check them out online at apu.edu. You can get that information from us at homeward.com as well. Big question facing parents today in the culture is, how about your daughter and her style of dress? Is it too sexy? During the next half hour, Haley DeMarco is going to answer some questions for us. And here's Jim with part one of today's program.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Haley DeMarco is with us again, one of my favorite authors to communicate a great message today. We're actually talking about sexy girls. How hot is too hot? One of the concerns that so many of our listeners talk about is, you know, my girls are wearing things that I really don't want them to wear. And there's lots of confusion here. And our resident expert, Haley DeMarco, is with us. She's a noted author, best-selling author. One of the books is Mean Girls. Other book is Technical Virgin. Many, many other types of books, again, relating to where kids are at today. Very important for parents to be students of the culture. And so it's good for parents. Obviously, it's good for kids too. She's the chief creative officer and founder of Hungry Planet, and as well as married to Michael. And they have a beautiful one-year-old daughter, Addison, who I got to meet just the other day. Haley, welcome back to our program.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
You know, I feel like when we talk, we end up talking about sex and sexuality.
I know.
But really, that is a major issue in kids' lives, isn't it?
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, think about it.
You know, I was seeing a quote that said that the average male has a sexual thought every 20 seconds. And mm-hmm. I shared this with some kids who were about 16, a bunch of kids in North Carolina that I was speaking to. This kid comes up to me afterwards and he says, well, what am I supposed to think about the other 19 seconds? It's always on my mind. But in fact, it is an issue. And mm-hmm. one of the issues is that so many times I think girls have incredibly strong pressure to look sexy.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. You see little kids today dressed like the latest Britney Spears or whoever
it may be.
We call
them prostitutes.
Prostitutes. That's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pressure. Yeah. Well, it's a pressure for the girls. It's a pressure for the moms and the dads.
Yeah, it's difficult. I talk to girls a lot about this kind of issue. By the way, I don't ever use the word modesty because I've talked to girls about that word. You know, what do you think it is to be modest? And they say words like nun, the Quakers, they just right. don't see it as anything like you're saying that's cool or what the world's telling them is okay.
Right.
So really, it's just a question of what's your wardrobe look like and what are guys around you thinking? The hard part is, and I totally understand this, when you go shopping, that's all that's out there. Because that's what the world's telling us that we should wear, and that's what designers are creating. And it is a huge complaint from every girl and even women that I talk to.
Oh, my Kathy, that's her problem. She goes to buy jeans, and she says, I can't buy any jeans that, cover every part of my body.
It's exactly right. It's really tough. It can be done, but it takes a lot of extra work.
Yeah. Well, so again, the girls have this incredible pressure. It's not that it just is happening today. It mm-hmm. was happening, sure. you know, in other times. It's not that you're very old, but you even talk about in your book, Sexy Girls, you talk about the fact that you had to pretty much kind of go over a makeover, if you would, yes. in terms of the way you dress. Talk about that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, when I was in my 20s, actually, I was I'd just gotten saved and didn't really understand the concept of sexuality from a Christian perspective. So I dressed very sexual because, well, that was what was cute, that's what was hip, and that was how you got dates and all of those things. So I showed up at church in a little bitty mini skirt and a vest, and that's all. I didn't have a shirt on, I didn't have anything. And high heels, you know. I didn't know, seriously, had no idea that was bad, that it was affecting men. And I think that's what happens to girls. They really aren't out there trying to turn men on or right. trying to get boys' attention. When you think about why we dress, we really dress because we want other girls to think we're hip and cute. Because guys don't know what designer you have on or right. if your colors match. Or they don't care if your purse matches your shoes. We really are trying to be cute. So it's not that this issue, I think, is one that can really be spoken to effectively and is easy to change because girls really are willing once they hear it.
Well, you know, you say it's easy to change, and at the same time, I'm thinking about my daughters. You know, they look at the magazines and the yeah. pressure that they have. They look at that and they say, okay, that's cool, or she's cool.
Or it's cute.
So
yeah.
So how do you, as a parent, help your daughter, or mm-hmm. even sometimes your son in certain things, but we're talking about yeah. sexy girls in this case.
Right.
How do you help them see what is immodest? And again,
right.
modesty is
okay.
a tough one because they do think it's going to be the turtleneck
sure.
and whatnot.
Okay.
How do you do it?
The way I do it is through educating them as to what their bodies do to the guys around them. So what I tell them, this is something that really gets girls, their target market, this is really the focus in Sexy Girls too. I talk about marketing. Essentially, when you walk out of the door every day, all of us have a marketing campaign in place based on how we look. Because we always treat people based on how they look. We can't help it. And when you walk out of the house, what's your marketing campaign? Who are you? Are you Britney? You know, are you Mandy Moore? Who are you trying to be? That tends to be what we do when we walk out of the house. So for a teenage girl, your marketing campaign, your target audience is a teenage guy. And hopefully the cute teenage guy, you'd like him to think you were cute. Trouble is, all men are visual. So every guy that you walk past, every guy that you see, every guy that sees you from 13 to 80 is looking at you. So if your cleavage is showing, your grandfather and all his friends are sitting on the porch when you walk by, these old guys, you know, they might not have any teeth, but they're drooling out, you know, their mouth freaks girls out. You know, even if you're in church,
right.
the pastor is a man. And when he looks out over a sea of flesh, he might be averting his eyes, but it's hard. You know, the thoughts that he has to take captive, it's very difficult. And when girls hear that, I see them covering up. I've had them come up to me and say, I'm going home and throwing out my wardrobe. I just didn't, it creeps me out. So when you can tell them what's happening, I think it's a lot easier for them to begin to draw the line. Now there's all kinds of different discussions we can have here, you know, in the book on Sexy Girls about different aspects of clothing, body art, things like that we can get into. But it's just important for them to know what guys are thinking.
Well, I think that's important. And I think some girls are going to bounce back at you and say, I don't think every guy thinks
that. Oh, definitely. Definitely, they say that.
And, you know, I had an experience not too long ago where I was speaking at a church, and there was a youth band in church. You know, when Jim comes to speak, sometimes it's, you know, youth Sunday type of thing.
Right.
So, you know, the old guy speaks, but the kids are doing it.
Yeah.
And there was a girl, and her top was too high up and too low, and her pants were kind of just right on.
Yeah.
Well, she was not probably thinking that she was doing this. She just was dressing in style, so to speak.
Right.
And so when she lifted her hands to sing, oh my heavens.
Goodness.
So I lean over to my good friend and I said, you know, I bet you her mom is cringing right now.
Uh-huh.
What was funny about it was in the next service, the girl had a different outfit on. So I think mom was in that first service.
Oh, that's good.
But you know, my input on that was, and I was talking to my friend later about it, I said, you know, she wasn't thinking that she was causing any kind of, she just thought she was dressing in style.
Exactly.
So the style of the day. Kids have a hard time. Because the peer pressure says, I want to dress and look like everybody else.
Sure. I understand. I do too.
Yeah. So how do you help a girl understand that the style that maybe Brittany or Mandy or whoever the latest greatest is not the style that they should wear to be God-honoring?
Uh-huh. That's really the issue. I think that what they have to understand is what God commands us to do, what he's telling us that we have to beware of. Now, here's an interesting verse. Jesus tells us that if a man even looks at a woman lustfully, he's already committed adultery with her. That tells me that whatever we're thinking about in our minds can constitute sin. therefore, if a girl has something on or she's wearing something in front of a man that leads him to sin, she is causing a brother to stumble. And if we want to be God-honoring and we want to be obedient to God's word, then we have to understand that we have a responsibility for the people around us to be careful not to be a stumbling block to them and not to lead them into sin. That's a terrible, terrible thing to do, Scripture tells us. So girls that want to follow God's word have to know that first of all. They have to understand that they have a responsibility. Secondly, they have to be aware, as I just said, of what men are thinking. It seems really foreign because we don't think like that. You know, we walk around in the locker room and we don't care what flesh, that just doesn't bother. We aren't turned on by those kind of things. So we find it preposterous that guys would be turned on. We have to stop lying to ourselves. We have to tell ourselves the truth and believe people that are wiser than us, our parents that are wiser than us, pastors that are telling us. And Scripture tells us to seek wise counsel. And if the counsel around you is telling you that's the case, that your body is leading others to stumble, you have to believe it. I think it really is a spiritual issue. It really is. If girls don't have any spiritual foundation, they don't give a rip about what their bodies are doing. So that's really where we have to start with.
Right, and that's very important. I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. Okay. I actually want to talk about a phrase that you said, remember the under in underwear. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Haley DeMarco with us. We're talking about sexy girls, how hot is too hot, and how we as parents can help our girls understand more about, well, immodesty. We'll be right back. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward.
You may be wondering why today on the Homeward broadcast we're actually bringing this topic up, because this is something that you see in the world all the time. There's no question about it. I had this conversation with my pastor not too long ago about the fact that it's so difficult for men, and especially young guys, to avoid the temptation of pornography because girls are dressing so provocatively these days. But what's interesting is this is even infiltrating the church. And today on the Homeward broadcast, you're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns, an encore presentation of a conversation he recorded not too long ago with author and speaker Haley DeMarco. The book that Haley wrote on this is called Sexy Girls. It's a riveting take on how girls in the church can do a better job of not going all out when it comes to dressing too provocatively. Is Your Daughter Too Sexy is our theme. If you'd like more information on her book, by the way, you can go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast button today, and that's got Haley's name on it. You can find a link to her website and learn more about this book.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Girls, the answer is no.
But Mom, it's the biggest Christian concert of the year.
No.
Pastor Robert's driving, and lots of parents are going too.
I know, Heather, but the concert's not over until 11, and you have an 11 o'clock curfew.
Okay, Mom, look, it'll take us about 45 minutes to get home from the concert. We'll call you the minute the concert's over, so you'll know exactly what time we'll be home.
Yeah, and then like next weekend, we'll make our curfew 10 o'clock to make up for this weekend. So, Mom, can we go?
Now, here's an understatement. As a parent, you and your kids won't always see the same things the same ways. It's important for us as parents to help our children understand the delicate balance between asserting their independence and disrespecting our authority. Well, for tips on how you can go about doing that, you can read my free tip sheet called 10 Ways to Correct Behavior Without Crushing Character. You can download a copy, it's free, from our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Haley DeMarco is with us today. The title of her book is called Sexy Girls, How Hot is Too Hot? And looking through the book and actually having dialogue with my family on this book, it's been a good conversation because the world and style say one thing, and yet, you know, we're not asking people to, you know, all wear turtlenecks and then dresses down to their ankles. And yet the fact is that we've got to be aware of what and how men think, and actually how women think through this. Mm-hmm. You know, Haley, a fascinating thing. You know, I look around these days, and today you see girls where you mm-hmm. see, I have a picture, and I actually took a picture. I'm admitting this on radio where, you know, a million people hear this. But we were doing a Fellowship of Christian Athletes thing in our home, and there mm-hmm. were these three girls who were God-honoring young women, mm-hmm. but their pants were kind of too low, and their little thong underwear
down,
things.
Yeah.
And so I went to take a picture, but I wanted to take it because it was actually funny that mm-hmm. that there were their
a
three
row
backs.
Of them.
Yeah. Kathy would not let me do anything with the picture. Right. But she's, what are you doing? Of course. But you know, it was amazing to me because here, you know, they were sitting with their Bibles open, listening to the word. And they were not trying to be sexy. My goodness, they were athletes who were just, you know, very cute, very wonderful. And I know these three girls. I don't know if they were trying to do that on purpose or if it was just the way their pants were.
Yeah.
But how do you get across to kids that that's not probably wise?
They're not trying to do it on purpose. You know, we talked about how you can't go out and buy pants that are covering you up anymore. Low rise is the thing. If you're high rise, you look like a granny. So your shirts have got to be longer. That's obviously the answer. But no, they're not trying to be. Here's what I tell girls, how they need to understand. When that happens, when a guy sees that, mentally, your mind, if it only sees half of a picture, your mind wants to complete the other half. When a man looks at that, he's kind of seeing half of the picture. And so mentally, these gymnastics start of, oh, what else is in this picture, you know, that I'm not seeing. And that's when the fantasy starts. So this is a very sexual area on the female body, and we don't think about it like that. When guys, even like you said earlier, just get a glimpse of skin, it can start all kinds of thoughts. But that skin in particular it's like a target. That gets guys thinking very sexual thoughts. And I think girls really have to, when they're trying on clothes, when they're leaving the house, sit down and either look or feel back there and see what's going on and make sure that's covered. You can tie a sweatshirt around there, or you can wear a long tank top underneath your shirt. You know, there's all kinds of options, but they're not doing it on purpose. I look around the church sometimes and I can see, you know, if they're leaning forward in the pew, like, I'm just like, sexual alert, and it really
is. Well, one of the things you even say, and again, we have to be careful not to be legalistic on this, and yet at the same time, in your book, you were talking about t-shirts, and a lot of times you go into an Urban Outfitters, where kids love to go these days, and lots of t-shirts, and right across the chest, there's a remark, and it may not be a sexual one, but it's still at a place where you're going to be staring.
That's
talk about that.
There's two. There's the t-shirt and then there's the pants. Yeah. Oftentimes there's a statement across the back of the pants. And that is essentially a billboard saying, this is where I want you to look. Mm-hmm. And especially when girls are busty, it is just... I used to get offended, or not, I don't know if offended, but I would just get mad when guys would just stare at my chest and not look me in the eyes. And you can't blame them when there's something written on your chest. When I walk down the hall or somewhere and I see a girl or even a guy with something on his shirt, my eye wants to read it. Right. When we see letters, we want to read them. Right. And so essentially you're saying, I want you to look at my chest.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Men are trying to divert their eyes. They're trying to be God-honoring. They're trying not to drool over you and look at you sexually. And you're not allowing them to by writing stuff across your chest or across your derriere.
Yeah. It was fascinating. I was at a Christian college not too long ago speaking, and they had their Christian college on the sweats in the back, just like you'd see, you know, hot pink or whatever, and it had the name.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I thought, somebody should probably talk to them about that.
See, that's another symptom of us saying, well, we'll just take whatever the world's feeding us without running it through the filter of God's word.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate.
You know, in your book, Dateable, but it goes along so well with Sexy Girls, you talk about the fact that you are what you wear.
As I was saying earlier, when you have a marketing campaign, your clothes tell people what to think of you. And no matter what you say, if you're dressed, here's my story. If you're dressed like a police officer, and you're not a cop, but you're walking down the street and you got your police officer uniform on, you got your badge and everything, and somebody runs up to you and says, officer, somebody's being robbed around the corner. We need your help. Please come. You say, no, I can't. And they say, but you're a cop. I need you to come over here and help. You say to them, I'm sorry, I'm not a cop. I just dress this way. Translation. I'm not a whore. I just dress this way. I'm not easy. I just dress this way. The way you dress is the way that people are going to think about you. And if what you're showing ain't on the menu, you better keep it covered up.
Interesting.
Because that is essentially what you're doing. When you're showing parts of your body, you're telling the men around you that's available for them to have. That's available for them to touch. That's available for them to have access to. And girls don't think about it like that usually.
Now, I live in Southern California. I live on the beach. You walk on the beach and you see some of the finest kids from our youth group, moms from our youth group are wearing things that actually, you know, they're covered, but they're not covered, you know, in a huge way. What would you say to the whole issue of swimsuits?
Swimsuits are a hard one because you're going to go swimming. You're not going to go in your jeans and your sweatshirt.
Right.
Completely understand that. I've found that there are some swimsuits that cover up more than others. Mm-hmm. A lot of the surfer girls wear longer shorts that they swim in and tops that actually have sleeves. Yeah. So, you know, you could actually, you just look like you had shorts and tops on that you can go swimming in. I don't like to tell people where to draw the line. I think that if you understand God's word and you understand what your body is doing to people around you, you're more likely to know yourself what your body is built like and how much of it should be covered up. But I certainly don't want people to walk around in burkas. And when it's 100 degrees out, I know you want to have a tank top on. But the idea that you need a spaghetti strap when you could have something that was 2 or 3 inches wide, what's the difference there?
I think there needs to be tension. Yeah. The tension is this something that's going to turn on a guy or not? And we need to live with that tension to try to decide, to learn to discern what's right and what's wrong.
I think one of the big issues is that we tend to be self-absorbed. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hot, so I want to wear this. Or I'm going swimming, so I'm going to put this on. The guy over there has to take care of himself, we tend to think. And that is the most unbiblical concept there is. We're called to really die to self. We're called to care more about others than ourselves. So if we really want to get to know God, we really want to get to his feet, we really want to feel his adoration and to feel his presence, then we have to start being obedient to his word, and it's going to cause us some pain. It's going to cause us some difficulty. But that's really when we become spiritual beings and when we really start to feel God's presence.
Good input. Thank you for being with us today. We've got to ask you to come back so we can keep on talking about this.
Love to.
Great.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with author and speaker Haley DeMarco here on the Homeward Broadcast. Is your daughter too sexy is the question that we're answering today. Haley has written an outstanding book on this one called Sexy Girls. She also talks about technical virginity and some other issues, too, that Christian parents need to know more about. And that's why we're having this conversation with her. If you want to learn more about her resources, just go online to homeward.com. Jim, I know there are a lot of parents who hear an issue like this. They think, well, yeah, those other girls, not the ones living under our roof who are our daughters, but this is something that we really have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, okay, there's a problem here. It's a good conversation to have, but it's really not an easy one to have, is it?
It is not, Roger. In fact, I was thinking, I want my girls to hear this. Kathy and I need to talk about it. You know, and it's interesting because we've raised our kids in a Christian home,
right,
and yet they struggle with this issue. We live in Southern California. It's hot. Mm-hmm. Many times, and they wear clothes that they see as appropriate and that really I personally as the dad don't see as appropriate. It's not a simple topic, and it's one that, as I've said, we just have to face over and over again. I think that's a conversation that most parents are struggling with today, and I know Kathy and I, as I mentioned, sure have with our three kids. Even with our background in youth ministry, that doesn't make it any easier for us to walk through these fashion issues with Christy, Becca, and Heidi.
Right.
Now, I want to speak to the moms and the dads for just a moment, because I want you to know that when it comes to this, you may not have a win-win situation all the time. You're not running a popularity contest. And so ultimately, you're going to have to help them understand what your expectations are. But first of all, let me say this. Express love and express gratitude that they are your children, but also express your expectations. And I think you have to teach your daughters, both from a mom and from a dad, not by nagging, that what they wear is very important to who they become. And again, you're probably going to have to negotiate and give in. I would like my daughters wearing, you know, high turtleneck all the way down to their ankles. What I've realized is that it's my responsibility, frankly, as a dad, and whenever dads can do this, it's so much, I think, better to teach my kids what young men and older men are looking at. That doesn't mean that all men are horrible and all young men are horrible. I don't want to teach that. And I was afraid even in my conversation with Haley that we are going that way. But it's important for them to understand that men are very visual. So many parents are really doing a great job of helping their daughters learn the value of dressing modestly. But if you're looking for a resource to help you do an even better job, then I think we've got a good one today. This Haley DeMarco knows how to speak to kids.
Boy, she certainly does, Jim. I recall one time when my daughter Kaylee was still in high school, a couple of years ago, and I was at a leadership camp that she was attending, and I was standing in line with one of the other moms. We were just kind of actually not standing in line for anything. We were just waiting for the kids to get all checked into the thing they were going to. And she started chatting me up about Haley's work, and she said, have you heard of this woman? She's fantastic. And she had purchased both the books, Sexy Girls and Technical Virgin, and gave them to her daughter and son and said, I want you to read these because she's got so much insight on them. And we really respect everything that Haley and her husband Michael put out. Sexy Girls is one of the books that we recommend. You can find more information about it at homeward.com. Also, Teenology, Dr. Jim Burns' book, The Art of Raising Great Teenagers. You can order Teenology directly from our Homeward Online Resource Center. And when you do, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry. In fact, any of Jim Burns' books that you buy or order directly from the Homeward Online Resource Center, that's the deal. So go online to homeward.com. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at 800-397-9725, 800-397-9725.
Well, if you've ever gone to battle with one of your daughters over her clothes, we sure have. I hope that today's program gave you some hope Also know that tomorrow's program will do the same thing. It's up to you as a parent to set the tone in this area. And even though your actions might not win you too many popularity contests with your daughters during the teen and preteen years, it's still up to you as a parent. Parenting is more about creating character than it is about caving into the culture. So let me encourage you to stay the course in your efforts to raise your kids to be the responsible adults you know that they can be. And I hope that Homeward will continue to be a help to you in this area, and please know how much I appreciate your support of our ministry as well. Your prayers, your donations are what help to keep us on the air and online broadcasting as well as podcasting all over the world. And it's really very easy to give a gift in support of the work of Homeward. Go to homeward.com. You can also mail in your donation directly to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California 92693. Be sure to join me again next time when we continue our conversation with Haley DeMarco about sexy girls. Till then, I'm Jim Burns, and I appreciate you tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.